Today, the army released revised statistics on the number of suicides among soldiers who fought in the Iraq War. The six names added today were of soldiers who committed suicide after returning to the United States. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports.
In January, army officials confirmed that 23 suicides had taken place among soldiers on the ground in Iraq. But today, the additional cases bring the total number of Operation Iraqi Freedom Army suicides to 29. The army is not commenting on the numbers, but Steve Robinson, the president of the National Gulf War Resource Center, has been watching this issue for months now, and he says this number is high.
And in fact, it's not just what I perceive. Even before we had the revelation that there were six stateside suicides, the suicide rate was high. The Department of the Army is the one that first identified that the suicide rate was high. So as we get more information, it appears to be more troubling than what we've originally been led to believe.
In mid-January, when it was believed that the number of Army suicides among this group was only 18, the Undersecretary of Defense for Health Affairs, William Winkenwerter, told reporters that the suicide rate was on the high end of what had been seen in past conflicts. Again, Steve Robinson of the Gulf War Center.
So as we get more information, it appears to be more troubling than what we've originally been led to believe.
Publicly, the Army has resisted the idea that the so-called stateside suicides should be included in the official number of suicides from Iraq. They say there's no way to know whether or not these suicides are directly related to the conflict. But at least a portion of the stateside suicides were among soldiers who had been evacuated from Iraq for psychiatric reasons, like soldier Alexis Soto Ramirez, who hung himself in the psychiatric ward at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. Brian Young was Ramirez's best friend on the ward, and actually discovered his body, an experience that Young found incredibly upsetting until the doctors at Walter Reed convinced him that he should not blame himself for his friend's death.
Well, they were telling me not to feel guilty because he had planned to kill himself. You know, that's what I was told.
A full report on the mental health of soldiers serving in Iraq is due out in a couple of weeks, but veteran activist Steve Robinson is concerned that a full accounting of the suicides in all services won't be included.
Because I believe that will paint a true picture of what may be a troubling trend.
If the suicides do prove to be unusually high, Robinson wants the military to redouble its efforts to intervene before soldiers take their own lives. For NPR News, this is Elise Spiegel in Washington.